DAZN have announced that they are increasing their monthly subscription price in the UK from £1.99 to £7.99. And this price increase will come into effect at the end of September. Now, Eddie Hearn and DAZN have been very open about the fact that this was coming. And it makes sense because £1.99 is an impossibly low price to stay at for anything more than a couple of months. There's people complaining that the DAZN schedule isn't particularly strong. Well, that's the beauty of having a platform like DAZN, similar to Netflix. You can just unsubscribe and then resubscribe when the schedule's good again. You can't do that with, let's say, Sky Sports, as far as I'm aware anyway. I haven't, you know, had Sky Sports for decades now, but for those of you who are still Sky customers, you let me know if I'm wrong. But last time I was a Sky customer, and last time I've spoken to people who are Sky customers, you can't just page in and out. There are like yearly subscription fees and all this kind of thing. And even if it's a situation where you can page in and out, you're not going to be doing it for $7.99, are you? You're going to have the Sky normal subscription cost, then you're going to have the sports channel, then you're going to have pay-per-view on top and all this kind of business. Now, obviously, we know that Eddie Hearn has alluded to the possibility of pay-per-view on DAZN as well. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But for now, a price hike from $1.99 to $7.99, I think it's perfectly reasonable, $7.99. Again, the schedule, we can have a look at it here, is pretty weak for the rest of the year, as it is so far. Of course, there could be other fights that they've not yet made, which might land on DAZN, but as it is right now, it's quite weak. You got the rematch between Lara and Josh Warrington. I'm actually quite looking forward to that, to see what happens there. You've got Kerman Lahara. I always butcher his surname, but I don't know how to pronounce that. I can't remember how other people pronounce it. He's fighting Dylan Charat. AJ Usyk, well, look at all the exclusions. You're not going to get AJ Usyk in the UK and many other places around the world, although you will in the United States. They get that as part of their subscription, which I believe is $19.99 in America. Then you've got, okay, these are people I don't know. That's in Italy. Anthony Fowler versus Liam Smith. I mean, it's not a bad fight, right? We'll get that in the UK. And that's it at the moment. I expect them to add to this. There's going to be more fights, I would imagine, through November and December. As it stands right now, it's a pretty weak schedule, a pretty weak lineup. But again, you can page in and out. You can cancel your subscription and then resubscribe once the schedule gets good again. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. Is this the kind of price hike you were expecting? You know, people, seriously, if you were thinking that it would only go up to like £3 or £4 or £5, you're living in a fantasy land. Just paying Eddie Hearn's wages has probably been enough for them to lose money over this past couple months that have had it at $1.99. Don't delude yourself into thinking that DAZN haven't already lost a shed load of money pricing themselves at $1.99 for several months in the UK. Oh, they've only put on fight nights and all. Do you know how much that stuff costs to put on with all the setup and the cameras and all that kind of stuff, paying all the different opponents, the undercards? It's a lot of money. Trust me, more money than you would think. It is what it is. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. I've seen a lot of talk online at the moment that Chris Eubank Jr.'s next fight could be against this guy, Sven Elbeer. Never heard of him before. He's a middleweight based out of Germany. He's 18-1 with 14 KOs. Hasn't fought anybody I recognize. It's not a who's who list here. It's a who's he list. He's got one loss to Patrick. Well, I'm not even going to go there with that surname. And everybody else, yep, I don't recognize him. So, well, I don't recognize any of them, even that Patrick guy, but that's the person he lost to. So any of you who have any knowledge of this Sven Elbeer character, please enlighten us all in the comments below. Can he fight? Can he throw a jab? Does he have any competence at all in the boxing ring? You know, I don't like the fact that his alias is Batman. I don't know. Even his name, Sven Elbeer, doesn't fill me with confidence that this is going to be somebody that can give Eubank Jr. a good test. Obviously, I need to do my due diligence and actually YouTube the guy, have a look at him and see whether he's better than his name suggests and better than his record suggests, because he might be. But you know, sometimes you just hear a guy's name and automatically you know this guy is not going anywhere in boxing. You know that one? You just hear the name and you're like, nah, man, that guy ain't going nowhere. I'm trying to think of the guy who Fury fought. Who was the guy? Not Wallin, the other one. I can't remember the other guy's name. The first time I heard his name, whoever it was, the guy that, who Fury fought before Otto Wallin, I was like, yeah, that guy ain't going nowhere. Just from the name alone. Eubank Jr., as we all know, is now signed with Sauerland Wasserman Boxing. He should be fighting on Sky, I'm assuming. And he's targeting Gennady Golovkin and all these big names again. And this is really, I don't want to say his last crack at the whip, but potentially, because what is he, 30, 31 now, 32? He's already fought the likes of George Groves, lost that fight. Billy Joe Saunders lost that fight. I mean, is he finally going to come good and win an actual real world title? And if not, at least give a very good account of himself to such a degree that there'll be demand for him to fight other world champions. Let's say he went in there against Gennady Golovkin and gave him a real good scrap. You know, the way that Derevchenko gave Golovkin a real good scrap, even though he didn't get the nod. A lot of people felt like, wow, he was unlucky not to get that nod. Well, off the back of that, he ended up getting the Charlo fight, right? Because his reputation was enhanced from the Golovkin fight. So could a situation similar to that happen for Chris Eubank Jr., where he goes in there, gives one of the champions all they can handle, be it Murata, Golovkin, whoever, and then off the back of that, gets an opportunity against somebody else? Or, you never know, maybe he pulls off a huge upset against the Golovkin or one of the other champions, Charlo, etc. I wouldn't expect him to, certainly not against the younger guys, but stranger things have happened in boxing. So let me know what you guys think in the comments below. And obviously, Eubank Jr. has suffered a tragic loss in his family of his younger brother, Sebastian, who by all accounts seemed like a real nice young man. And that will have hit Eubank Jr. very hard. That would have hit the whole family very hard, obviously. But certainly, Eubank Jr. has said that, you know, I mean, and it's quite clear from just looking at the guy, that he's not a very emotional person. And he said that he cried for the first time since, I think he was a teenager or something, or he might have said 12 years old, when he found out that his brother had died in that, you know, unexpected way. So he may need some time to get his head right before he gets back in the ring. You don't know how people are going to be affected by these things. Some people are affected in such a way that it actually inspires them to go on and do greater things. The most famous example being Buster Douglas, when his mom died just a couple weeks before his fight against Mike Tyson. It actually helped him to up his game. Whereas with other people, it will have the opposite effect. You know, people can go into deep depression when they're grieving like that. So, you know, Eubank Jr. may need some time. We'll see. Perhaps that's why they're looking at a week or maybe it has nothing to do with it, but there's the possibility that they're looking at a weaker opponent because they're not sure where Eubank Jr. is going to be at mentally after the loss of his brother. So ideally, you know, if Eubank Jr. is where he needs to be to go in there and fight proper opposition, you'd want to see him against somebody that's a recognizable name, tried and tested. This is probably a step too far in a lot of people's eyes. But what do you guys feel about Eubank Jr. versus someone like Gabe Rosado? I know Gabe Rosado's fighting it. Is it super middleweight now? Or is it light heavyweight? Who's that Eastern European guy that he just turned over? The Bully. Was that a super middleweight fight or light heavyweight? Because that Eastern European guy was talking about fighting Kovalev, right? And Kovalev's light heavyweight, so I'm not sure what weight he's at. But certainly Rosado can come back down to middleweight, I would imagine. He's fought at 154 before, hasn't he? Rosado earlier on in his career, and he certainly fought at 160. So, yeah, what do you guys think about Eubank Jr. versus Rosado? Would he take that fight? Would he be interested in that fight? I personally doubt it. I don't think his team would particularly want it. Not because Eubank Jr. is scared of Rosado. Of course he isn't. But Rosado can box. And coming off a good win over that bully guy, you know, you don't want to be going in there if you've got aspirations to fight the likes of Golovkin and Murata and be risking it all against Rosado and getting turned over, you know, losing on points or something. But just from a boxing fan perspective, I wouldn't mind seeing that. If he could get a good win over Rosado, he can then go on to maybe get a shot at one of the champions. So let me know what you guys think. And some people are going to say, a win over Rosado shouldn't be enough to get him a shot at one of the champions. Okay, but I'm just talking about boxing from a realistic standpoint. It's often not the record of the person you beat to get yourself in a position, but how well-known they are. And people know Rosado. He's been in there with everybody. And he's coming off a good win. So if Eubank Jr. was to go in there and beat Rosado, then particularly in America, I think more doors would open for him, more opportunities. So anyway, let me know what you guys think.